When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
How are you? Happy Monday. Man, I have rested from the weekend. That means serious dose of Scott Logic coming your way today. Although the last couple of weeks is pretty much spewing out of me. But today, speaking of spewing out of me, I want you to stop putting your foot in your mouth. I'm going to give you a couple of very simple directions to work on putting your foot in the mouth. Plus, you can use these simple directions to do a whole lot of other good stuff, too. You can go to the gym. You can stop eating bad stuff, all kinds of stuff. That's today's show. It is a daily boost from motivationandmove.com, the positive boost you need every single day, powered by Scott Logic. Every single day, life begins when you move, particularly on a Monday. Are you still one of those people, or Sunday night, maybe, you know, about halfway through Sunday, you're like, okay, got to get done, got to get home today, got to get my prep, got to sit down at my computer and do some prep for tomorrow, get ready for my week at the office. Are you one of those people that does that? I don't, by the way. I don't think about you at all on Sundays. I really don't. I do it on Thursdays. Thursday is my prep day. And why do we do it on Thursdays? Well, I do it because on Thursdays, I look at my next week, the entire next Monday through Friday. I decide what appointments I have, what I want to accomplish goal-wise, what projects I'm working on. I decide all that stuff in advance. And I do it for two reasons. First off, it gives me freedom from the weekend, not having to pay attention to all that stuff because, you know, it's kind of weird. It screws up your weekend when you have to do that. So I get it all done first. I do it on a Thursday, because I get it done before anybody else does. That way, if anybody else contacts me and says, Monday morning, hey, man, can you get together and do this project with me tomorrow on Tuesday? Can't do it. I have to wait till Thursday to plan so I can get it on the calendar for the next week. It's powerful. So if you're one of those Sunday night people, go to perfectweekplanner.com, pick up that thing. It'll teach you how to plan your week like that. It's about a 12-minute video. It's hardly anything at all. You'll be surprised. Very simple. Don't get your hopes up. It's really simple. It's one page and 12 minutes of explanation. It'll change your life. I like to keep things simple. I like simple, simple works. All right. Where am I here? Oh, I do want to remind you about Daily Boost Premium. This is the premium version of the program that I have that is commercial free. That's the least of it. But if you don't like commercials, you want to avoid those. Commercials are a fact of life. That's how we pay for all the podcasts you're downloading. It costs money to do that. So that's why there are commercials there. Fewer than before. I've cut them back for you, but they're still there. But if you don't like that, go to dailyboostpremium.com, get yourself free of the commercials, and get some other stuff as well, okay? Since it's Monday, I ask a simple question. How's your life going? It's a little homework for you, because when the show's done today, you just take about 60 seconds, maybe 120 seconds if you want to. That's 2 minutes. Some people are like, what? 120 seconds? I know. We don't pay attention to time anymore. We just look at our phone. Tell us what time it is. When you're done today, you'll sit down and you'll say, how's my life going? Your roles and your goals of life. I mentioned my perfectweekplanner.com. It will take you through your roles and your goals. It'll list the top goals, things you want to do, and the top roles. Are you a mom? Are you a dad? Are you a kid? What are you? You'll list all those things and you'll answer the question, is it going really well? How do I defend it and make sure I continue to go really well? Is it not going well? How do I get rid of it before it draws me down? And if it's somewhere in the middle, if you're sitting on the fence getting splinters in your ass, I suggest get rid of that as well. Do your homework. When you're done today, take 2 minutes, no longer than that, and think, how's my life going? And open up to the answers. You might be surprised what happens. Stop putting your foot in your mouth, by the way. Really tired of that happening. You're doing it. So today, we have to look at this a couple of different ways. I've done this shows a long time, and I have certain things I do constantly. And there's certain basic. You have to understand, most of the people that I work with my coaching clients, Wisdom the Wealthy, Daily Boost Premium, all those people, those are people that I actually interact with on a daily basis, that I'm usually kind of surprised. How do I say this nicely? I'm going to mess this up. They're really smart, and yet they're just missing that thing over there. And I'm street smart. I think differently. I don't have a PhD or anything, but I have PhD clients, and they need my help. So one of the things that ends up happening, there are just very basic rules that they just miss. And probably because they're busy thinking about other more complex, sophisticated things, they miss the basics, and the basics are holding them back. So we'll talk about some basics today. And I'll put it in perspective of you putting your foot in your mouth, answering the phone in the wrong way, having a conversation in the wrong way, responding to an email before you should. I cannot tell you how many clients I've said, don't respond to that email today. By the way, the new Apple Mail system on Ventura, you can revoke that email and you can send it tomorrow morning instead of today and have time to revoke it before you get it sent. Awesome stuff. Posting social media before your brain fully engages. Or, by the way, another rule of social media is all posts happen before the second glass of wine. That's all I'm saying. So if you're like me, you can count on the number of times you put your foot or your fingers in your mouth and regretted it. I do it, fingers meaning typing on the keyboard. It just happens. Now, I don't do it too much anymore. It's being timely. It's known to keep my mouth shut. I had 2 years, I got one mouth. My mom told me that. Didn't believe her for about 40 years, but then I figured it out. She was right. If you're like me, you've done it. So what's it fixed? Here it is. I worked with a client just a few minutes ago for this show. I squeezed it in before I did this podcast. And same situation. And his response was brilliant. He does what I told him to do. He stops. He said, I stop in my tracks. In our case, it was an email. I said, what'd you do? He said, I stopped. I didn't respond at all. Yay. That's a really good thing. Just because somebody sent you an email last night and you got it today doesn't mean you got to respond right now. No. In fact, super duper Scott Logic rule doesn't mean you got to actually respond at all. Wait a second. You should respond to every email you get. Really? 96% of the internet is spam. You should respond to all that stuff. Trust me, your friends send spam too. Stop. Don't respond at all. I said, what'd you do next? He said, think. Really? Yeah, he basically thought about how he felt. What's going on? Is there a mistake he's about to make? What's driving it? What's the proper response to this? What should I do? Stop. Think. What happens after that? So what'd you do next? He said, well, I followed your advice, Scott. Good. Scott Logic's good stuff. Think again. I thought again. As his process, he actually wrote down his feelings. He wrote some notes. It's a really good idea, by the way. If you're going to respond, pull out a note someplace and then respond on the note. And make sure the note's not attached to something that you can send, okay? Even scribble it down. Go ahead and write down. It's like, what was it, Abe Lincoln or some president said, he wrote it, waited till the next day before he sent the letters. So if I feel like I need to really kind of pre-rehearse what I'm going to reply to somebody, just write it down on a note file somewhere and just look at it for a second. Don't even put it on the email. Don't play that game. It might get sent. Don't do it. So you stop, you think again, then practice. Write your feelings down. Write what you'd like to do, what actions you think you want to take. You really want to tell that person off right now. Change your mind, because you will. But when you finally figure out what you want to do, which shouldn't take too long, act. So the recipe is stop, think again, and act. It takes just seconds in some cases, minutes in others. It could be, for a lot of folks, I say, I recommend a day or two. Lots of times when you get an email that comes to you, you might have noticed this. Some of the emails come in two methods. The first one is somebody wasn't thinking, they just sent it to you. It's boom. They just get it off their desk, get it to you, and they're hoping you'll respond right away. You don't have to. And secondly, if you get one that's really complicated, one that is really thorough, it's probably been thought about for a long time and then composed over a long time and maybe have been run past other people for a long time and then finally sent to you. If you respond to it right away, you fall into the trap. Remember, my agenda here is your agenda, is to keep you on track, keeping you doing what you want to do, keep your mindset feeling good, your mental health in a good spot. So stop, think again, and then act before you respond to anything. And what that allows you to do is be in control of you, and nobody else is in control of you. I was so cool with that client. I really made progress. In fact, every single client I have, I think some of them are waiting too long now. It's like, no, don't wait 2 months. Think a little faster than that. I'm just saying. But Scott, you said, I know. I like to think of this in everything I teach you today, the very first iteration of this business, years and years, we're talking 20 years ago. I used to call it Recipe for Me, because that's what it was. It was simple recipes that I could use for anything. And once I knew it worked, I could just do it again and again and again. So stop, think again, and act. Now, let me ask you a question. If you're on a diet or trying to go on a diet, it's a Monday and you're starting a diet, and you know what's happening. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, the big day before the weekend is coming. Sometime Thursday, you're going to have a chance to break your diet. Stop, think again, and act. And if you don't get it right the first time, don't worry about it. Just keep trying. You can use this in so much you do every single day. Your kid says something to you, stop, think again. Think again, then act. Really advanced version, and I find about 90% of stuff happens this way. Stop, think again. No need to act. Just leave it alone. It just goes away. It's amazing how that works. All right. Hey, visit me at if you want this premium version of the program, become a member, a supporter of your show, just go to dailyboostpremium.com. It's inexpensive. Prices were cut in half about 2 weeks ago, so it's really inexpensive for you. Commercial-free version plus coaching. And see me at Facebook, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook, and I'll chat with you there. See you tomorrow right here.